ever get tired of women staring at that bulge in your pants? You know what I mean. Come on, lady, my eyes are up here, right? Well, thanks to kevinsconcealment.com, there's the cure for that. And at the same time, you get to exercise your Second Amendment rights at work and not get fired. You take your bulge, put it in the holster, and voila! Ladies will stop being afraid of you, and they'll just start harassing you. Winning? No. And why? Because they think you have a big fat wallet. You guys thought I was talking about something else. That's a homo suspicion point. Space Ghost is on. Go to kevinsconcealment.com and check out if they have a holster for your sidearm. Use the discount code POP, P-O-P-P, links in the description. What's up, you comatose daredevils? Terrence Pop here, Retonculus.com. And Bad Pop showed up today because... it seemed like a good idea. If you have ever served in the military, or know someone who has, the good idea fairy is quite common. And this fairy does not carry a magic wand, and you're not getting three wishes. But I will tell you what you're gonna get. You will get all three holes filled like a job application in triplicate. With an 18-inch stainless steel dishwasher safe male. And now that I put that image in your head, let us drink. In fact, same as usual, pour yourself the menagerie, but this time make it the good stuff, because we're gonna get real up in here. Yeah. We have two baker's dozens of phrases we've all used before. If you're smart, you've only really said it once or twice, but something tells me you've said them hundreds of times, because I know I have. Hey, I never claim to be smarter than you. I've just done way more stupid shit. I am speaking to you today from a place of wisdom and experience. And how do you get those things? By screwing up royally and then sharing it with everyone on the internet. But you have to remember, I am humiliating myself to save you future pain. Anyone who's ever watched this show for more than 5 minutes will realize the humor is basically us making fun of ourselves. So we're going to start this episode off in the most logical place, the beginning. Every time the good idea fairy shows up, there's always a few phrases, and we've all used them. Number one.
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh my God. Or, you gotta love this one. What could go wrong? Or, if you're really stupid, how bad can it be? When you wake up 2 or 3 weeks later in the hospital, then you'll find out. I can guarantee you that both of the space shuttles that we lost, you can trace it all the way back to the good idea fairy. Some 30-pound brain motherfucker looked at the budget and said, hey, you know, we don't really need that. And it was quickly followed up with, what could go wrong?
It was at this moment he knew. He fucked up.
So have a drink for those brave souls that got evicted from their meat suits on that day. Godspeed. Number two.
It'll be fine.
Or, if you were ever in the military, especially a paratrooper, you hear this. You're not gonna die. But you will notice in the fine print that the pain and suffering, they're thrown in for free. Anyone who ever starts briefing the mission, you're not going to die, that is not doing anything for the confidence of the group. And if you voice your concerns and pull a Sergeant Pop, you know, hey, sir. Yeah, I know you see me. I have a question. It'll be followed up with phrase number three. Don't worry about it.
We're dead! We're survived, but we're dead!
Stop it!
Or, if you're organized crime, forget about it.
That's how people get sawed up in the basement.
Just imagine, you're mobbed up, a car rolls up in front of your house, and two sketchy dudes are like, hey, get in. And you're like,
Now, Tommy, I know you sawed up Jimmy a couple weeks ago, and I did say don't worry about it. But turns out he's Armando's grandson, and somebody's got to pay the price. Who knew?
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
And those two dudes, I'm sure they're going to feel terrible about it as they're mopping up your brains off the back seat. That has to be the ultimate dick move, and I made a whole video about that subject. Links in the description.
Clap on, clap off. You gave her the gonorrhea.
And the next category is the one I call, I do my own stunts. Anyone out there owns a motorcycle or any recreation vehicle of any kind, get ready. Because, and I know I should have said this in the beginning, it should be a drinking game. Here's a thought. If you have said any of these phrases, take a shot. I expect most of you to be unconscious by the end. You might want to pre-order your limousine service just in case things get out of hand, and they will. Because after all, this is the good idea, Fairy, and if things aren't getting out of hand, then what the hell's going on? Number one in this category comes with three variants, kind of like the E-I-O. I am not ashamed to say this. I have said them all. I learned my first lesson in this category when I was 8 years old. My buddy built a ramp in my front yard, and I was supposed to jump two of those little red wagons. And I looked over at him and I said,
I can make that.
And I did while I was in the air. But the landing, not so much. Just remember, dudes, pain is temporary, glory,
that's forever.
Ooh, yeah.
Second variant.
Nah, I could jump that. No! No, you can't!
And this one became way more common after shows like Dukes of Hazzard. Every show, they jump that car and then they just drive off like it was nothing. But what they don't tell you is this. Every single time they make that jump, the car is totaled and they have to get a new one. We had a guy here in Detroit make a jump over a bridge, and he made it. The car, not so much.
Well, the driver is now in the back of a police car. There's his vehicle smashed in. Officers tell me he's full of whippets. Whippets, you say, yes.
Variant number three, and this one happened to me.
I can dodge that.
No! No, you can't! It's December 20th, 1989. I'm jumping into Rio Hato as an airborne ranger. Get on the ground, have a little kerfuffle, take off my chute, and I see the 50 cals firing into the darkness over the drop zone. And literally, I'm like, oh, I can dodge that. No! No, you can't, because there's five bullets between each tracer, you idiot. And number two, and this one's for all the dudes out there who think they are handymen. The lights quit working in your house, and you're like, eh,
I'll figure it out. How hard can it be?
Half an hour later, you're standing in man-made rain on your own front lawn as firemen run by you and you watch them dump thousands of gallons of water into your house. The only thing you figured out that day is how to reduce a beautiful house to smoking cinders. And why? Well,
what could go wrong?
I was doing exactly what the YouTube tutorial told me. Get out of here. Be very careful of any YouTube tutorial videos that start with,
this is for entertainment purposes only.
But what they don't tell you, it's for my entertainment purposes only. And the next one is number three in this category. And this one is for all of the gluttons for punishment. Kind of like me. You're too proud to admit that you've been outclassed and you pick a fight. When I used to compete professionally as a fighter, I've said these things many times. I watched this guy's fight tapes and I looked right at it and said, he's 10 years older than me. I'm gonna walk through that guy like a daydream and I can take all his punches.
Not so much.
The doctor stopped that fight in the 10th round because I was cut too bad over my left eye to continue. That was the last time that I ever underestimated anyone or anything ever again. Number four in this category, it's also a pride thing. Well, not so much pride, more like stupid. You've had a few, too many, you're buzzing a little bit. You throw back that last shot, look over at your buddy and go,
I'm good to drive.
You're the reason why cops are waiting around in the dark to take you to jail. Think about that while you're climbing out of the passenger side window after you flip your Corvette and set it on fire. But this reminds me of another good idea, Fairy.
It's okay. I'm insured.
Get out of here.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Number five in this category, and we've all done this one. You are in the process of setting your own death trap, which is a classic mistake men make, links in the description. And right before you put the pedal to the metal, you look over at your buddy and say, watch this. Or, if you're south of the Yo Mama line, you say, hold my beer. Nothing good ever came from the phrase, hold my beer. I'm just putting it out there. Roll the clock back to 2019, and this is exactly what happened. You got a bunch of Democrats sitting around in their sex cult going,
we gotta get rid of Donald Trump.
Anthony Fauci shows up and says, hey, hold my beer. Banned. Space Ghost is on. And since we are going to get banned sooner or later, check out the links below. There's three of them and sign yourself up. Locals, Subscribestar, and Patreon for as long as they let us stay on that platform. And I know what you guys are thinking, and it's number six in this category. You see your buddy getting ready to do something really stupid, and you look over and go, oh, it's okay. I got you covered. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that in the military, I would be retired. Oh, wait. I'm not saying it has anything to do with it, but it is a coincidence. And that leads us to the next category. Respect my authority. And if you've ever served in the military, just pour your shots right now. Because you're going to be taking them back to back to back. Kind of like my ex-wife, allegedly. Screen 5. Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm reading this book. And it quite possibly is the best book ever written because I'm in it! Winning! If you want to know the rate of return on dating women, you need to buy the Book of Numbers. There's a link in the description, you know, down there in the penis area. Meat Gazer! Number one, and this is always best when it comes from a West Pointer, my advice is this. Or, if you're in toxic males line of work, you hear this a lot in churches. Basically, the person who's giving you advice has no business giving you said advice in the first place. If you're married or getting married, well, first of all, you're just stupid. But if you want advice about marriage, are you really gonna go to a priest? That's like women going to their single friends for dating advice because, you know, that works out so well. Bottom line, whenever you're looking for advice, consider the source. Number two in this category.
You believe whatever I tell you, right?
Wrong. Let's put it this way, dudes. If I actually did that, I would be dead. Anyone who has to say this to you, well, they don't believe it themselves. So what kind of idiot would you be if you believed them? Well, in my experience, you'd be one hell of a dead idiot. But don't worry, there's always plenty more to replace you. And number three in this category.
Well, I can get away with it.
And this one flies around a lot every time there's a Democrat in the White House. The media's not going to tell on you, so go ahead and bomb a kindergarten full of kids. Because, you know, you can get away with it.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
Number four, and it's kind of ironic where it's placed here, but
that's not how it works.
You know how many times I've heard this? And every single time, it's always some dumbass lieutenant, and I do exactly this. Go ahead, sir. Why don't you explain to me? I'll wait. And you would get one of two responses from these dudes. And the first one, and this one's my favorite, they actually sound like they're flipping through the AM radio stations, you know, and you're just like,
go, you know the thing.
Or they regurgitate word for word what's in the books. Congratulations, you can memorize stuff. You must have went to public school, Screen 5. Now I know everyone who went to public school just said, Pop, that's not how it works. Well,
you're the problem.
Let's drink. And number 5 in this category, and it usually comes with a knife hand.
I know what I'm talking about.
But be honest, no you don't, and I doubt you ever did. I'm talking about idiots like General Milley. You know, the one that has all of the Mexican General fruit salad and not one lick of common sense in his thinking meat? These dudes got to where they are by playing the game, being yes men, sucking dick and fucking ass. And when they're not doing that, they're just warming his seat, and that's about it.
Damn it. He's right. Well said.
Here's a thought. How about you do your goddamn job, and if you can't, get out of the way and let somebody who can do it. This next category, we call it habitual offenders. You know who we're talking about here. You know, the keepers of the vagine and the dials and pegs. You know, it's quite nice. And they are responsible for triggering more idea fairies than anyone else. And these are the good idea fairies that will cost a man 18 to 21 years of his life. Number 1, and there's a lot of variations on this one. Hypothetically speaking, let's say you're getting your freaky way hey hey on. She looks you in the eye and goes,
please, choke me, slap me, be rough with me.
No! I respectfully decline. Space Ghost. Or, if she's anally drunk, she's gonna look back and go,
put it in my butt.
I don't know about you. What do you think, Admiral Akbar?
It's a trap.
All it takes is for her to get a wild hair up her ass, figuratively or perhaps literally, and you're going to jail. You sent her out into the world with all kinds of physical evidence. What do you think was going to happen? It is current year. When a woman accuses you of something, you are guilty until proven innocent, which means you're getting lynched. Now listen, if you're a pickup artist and you like to mess around with the ladies who like it rough, you better get a camera in your bedroom and fill out a coitus consent form. You're f***ing up by the numbers, and some would say, the book of numbers. Number 1, you gave her your real name. Number 2, no security camera. Number 3, you put it in her butthole clit. Number 4, you roughed her up by her request. Number 5, you took her back to your lair. Big mistake. 5 to 10.
Dumbass.
That's another good idea, fairy. Why'd you give her your real name, bro? Hello, I'm Engelbert Fuckdyback. I'm from the Ukraine. I'm Bangdi Diwana. I'm from South America. Hello, I'm Alfredo Cominhair. I'm from Brazil. I am Sam Rear Collision, and I'm from Texas. I'm Pegleg Circle Walker. I do pirate cosplay. Put on the eye patch. But it's safe to assume here we went way off into the weeds. Number 2. And this one always comes up when you have a woman in your life.
I can afford it. She's worth it.
No! Pair that up with, she's different and she loves me. That's like 3 bad ideas in one stroke. Because if you're always saying, well, I can afford it. Well, number 1, you can't. Number 2, you're whipped so hard you got a pussy for a face. And I made a whole episode about that. Links in the description. And number 3, welcome to the human race, because you are keeping up with the Joneses or Jamal, and he's really fast because he runs from the cops all the time.
What the hell did you just say?
That's not racist, because let's face it, that used to be a sport for me and some of my friends. Let me paint the picture for you here. I'm in high school, I'm a senior, I'm hanging out on a Saturday night in my house, and we're all bored. You know what they say about idle hands. Right? Out of the blue, my buddy looks over and goes, hey, I just had a thought. Let's go get chased by the cops. And I'm like, okay, what could go wrong? We did that like 2 or 3 times a month in the summer, and that's how I wound up on the short list for the Army. I swear to God, we started this list with like 22 or 23, but you're getting all kinds of bonus material here, so enjoy it. And number 3, you're getting down with some spicy señorita, and she looks you in the face and goes,
"It's okay, you can take it off."
No, don't do that, because you're quite possibly going to get f***ed, figuratively and literally. And number 3 is always followed up with number 4. If you respond, "Gee, I don't know," she'll respond back,
"It's okay, because I'm on the pill."
Protect your C, gentlemen, because she has pulled the goalie, and both defense men are in the penalty box doing majors. Anyone can score. It's anyone's game at that point. But if you feel like tempting fate, you should always finish smart. After all, who doesn't like party streamers in their face? Screen 5. Or, to put it another way, cuntfetti. Look at the bright side, ladies. If he gives you a surprise glaucoma test, at least you saw it coming. And you should see this one coming, dudes. Number 5. If you took it off because she said she's on the pill, the next good idea, we should move in together. Next thing you know, all your furniture, it's at the Salvation Army because it didn't match the curtains. And while you're paying off all that expensive furniture that she made you buy, you gotta take her ring shopping because you're not getting any younger and it's time to take the whole thing serious. Ring Bluff 1 and Ring Bluff 2, gentlemen, I did a whole masterclass on the string along effect, links in the description. The first ring is an onion ring. Give her enough of those, she'll understand why you don't want to marry her anymore. And if you're successful with Ring Bluff 1, Ring Bluff 2 won't even fit on her fat fingers. Next category, and you knew we were not going to end this without touching on this particular one, leftoids. Number 1, socialism.
It'll work this time. It's never been done correctly in the past.
You ever notice that it's a shining example right before it's not? Looking at you, Venezuela, and your ladies. Nice. I would be lying if I didn't think about taking a trip down to Colombia. You know what I mean. Number 2.
That is not my lived truth.
Because of course that excuses everything, and by everything I mean nothing. There is no such thing as your truth. There's only your perspective. In reality, we have the truth and your opinion. Number 3.
That's outdated, and we have to change the definition.
They have done this with at least 3 definitions that I know of. Rapé, racism, and fascism. The left has the market cornered on all 3 of those things. So they said, screw it, we'll change the definitions so they no longer apply to us.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
In order to be called a racist, you have to have institutional power now. Kind of like affirmative action. Oh, wait. That kind of contradicts... Space Ghost is on. Fascism has always been a far-left ideology. It is the fusion of government and corporations. Kind of like now. But, miraculously, it's far-right.
Holy Jesus. What is that? What the f*** is that?
And they don't even call it rapé anymore because that was too narrow of a definition. Now it's kind of like bedroom assault. They've watered it down so much, it can literally mean anything. Here's a thought. It all really depends upon who's doing the ass salting, doesn't it? If you're over 6 feet tall and you're ripped and you bump into a chick on the elevator, she's probably gonna go,
"Huh, I wonder if he's flirting with me."
But if you're a Quasimodo midget, you're going to jail. 2 people do the exact same thing in our office. One's a creep, one's a possible date. I have to congratulate you, leftoids. I really do. Great job. You took something that used to be so reviled, it was punished by the death penalty, and you turned it into a sick political joke. And why? It actually answers everything in this category. Because there is no money to be made once the fight is over. At the end of the rainbow, after the flying monkeys go away, we always end with the same phrase. And usually you say this stuff to yourself when you, I don't know, wake up in the hospital. Or you're doing the walk of shame away from the burning wreckage that used to be your car. Well, it sounded like a great idea at the time. Or if I knew then what I know now. But don't feel bad, dudes. That is how real wisdom is created, and it is very expensive each and every time. With that being said, there are two types of people who made it to the end of this video. Number one, you're goddamn cheaters. You didn't drink your shots. I saw you nodding along. What's up? And number two, the people who need to sleep on their sides tonight so they don't drown in their own vomit. Keep a courtesy bucket by the bed. You know the one with the big hole? The one that's ready to settle down? Allegedly. Just saying that so I don't get sued. And if you do not have your allegedly shirt, order one. Link's in the description. Speaking of which, I need another one. Oh, and Space Ghost is on. F*** off. I can't tell how many times. We're in the bird. We're standing up. And you look over and you see the jump master. He's like, winds, 5 knots. All right, we gotta add the idiot factor onto this. Wind 13 knots, let's go. What's the worst that could happen? And she like go out the door and slam into the side of the aircraft. I've done that before, man. That was kind of scary.